The board of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria has been meeting in Geneva this week. It's been 1 year since UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called for the fund. At the time, he said it would take $10 billion a year to fight AIDS worldwide. So far, the fund has attracted about $2.1 billion in pledges. It has about $500 million in the bank. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports on growing concern that the fund has been too slow coming together and lacks enough money for the task it faces.
On the record, few have anything but compliments for the pace at which the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria has moved. Today, it unveiled a plan that calls for $2 billion next year. That's more than $1.5 billion below the amount set in a plan of action before the meeting. Even so, Columbia University professor Jeffrey Sachs says this is the first thing to approach the necessary scale.
So what the Global Fund is doing is laying down a scenario that says we can really win the war against these diseases if we launch a massive, broad-based investment in the infrastructure, the training, the availability of doctors, nurses, drugs, and the like. So too will the World Health Organization and UNAIDS. Now, some of the money will go through the Global Fund. Some of the money will go through other kinds of agencies. And so we're going to have a very, very broad-based effort if we're going to win this war.
With so many organizations making projections, however, it can be hard to keep track of just how much is needed. The United Nations is calling for $10 billion a year to fight AIDS alone. Sachs says the impetus behind this particular fund was to get rich countries to do more.
But the United States is simply faking it so far, I have to say. I'm using strong terms, but they have no plan. They've been putting in a tiny amount of money, not understanding that it's not a case against spending, it's the case for spending that can save lives.
There should be $275 million in the bank from the U.S. government.
Ann Peterson is in charge of global health programs at the United States Agency for International Development.
The U.S. government has been the first donor to do a second pledge, the largest overall pledge, and the largest actual donor to put dollars into the fund. Is it fast enough for the problem? No, the problem's staying ahead of us, and we need to continue to strive to put it together as quickly as we possibly can, but also make sure that it gets put together well, because if we waste or misuse any resources, this whole endeavor could die, and that would be the worst-case scenario.
Some analysts think things would have gone a lot faster if there had not been pressure from the U.S. to keep the Global Fund entirely separate from the United Nations and its agencies, which have years of public health experience in developing countries. Stephen Lewis, Secretary Kofi Annan's special AIDS envoy, says too much has been made over the turf wars between agencies and countries. He says it's clear to him that the fund is going well and that what needs to be put in place is a formula that clears up the question of how much each country should contribute.
If we could have what is called an equitable contributions formula, just a simple formula which says the United States, you should pay this percentage. Canada, you should pay this percentage. Germany, you should pay this percentage. And we're basing the percentage you pay on your own wealth and what you can afford. And then we can see whether governments are really meeting their obligations. And we don't have to wait, all the rest of us, on whether or not the United States pays its obligations.
By that formula, the U.S. should be contributing about $1 billion a year. In the next few days, four countries, Sri Lanka, Haiti, Ghana, and Tanzania, are scheduled to receive the fund's first payments. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.